Yeah, so there's a lot of conflicting information.
I mean, I wouldn't say conflicting. I would have received some information. Unfortunately, not from the father as yet. I'm sure I'm going to interact with him at some point in time. I would have received information that for some reason the child would have been, well, not living with the mother from 2 years old to 10 years old. This is what I would have received. Also, I would have received that the father would have recently gone back. I would have been recently staying with his mother. I think that the house I was showcased because he's renovating or building his house, which isn't too far.
The location they were filming. So, but these things are things that I haven't confirmed, but these are some of the things that are around there. I mean, that would have led to other questions I would have had. But generally, dealing with the video per se, the video itself, as you can see, definitely a number of people have issues when it comes, particularly during this COVID period and even pre-COVID period, where they just, in other words, are not in the best circumstances. I mean, people will always say, speak on cleanliness. We don't know what was taking place at the point in time when she filmed the video. A lot of our houses are in that manner when we're doing renovations, when we're doing cleaning up, when we're doing a lot of things. There are good days you could walk in someone's house, whether it's small or whether you're poor or whether you're wealthy, and your house looks your best, or sometimes your house looks your worst. So, I mean, just given from a video that she took, I can't say. But the thing that stood out to me primarily in the video was something that she admitted. She admitted that the daughter is always begging to come to the father. And that says volumes to me. A child isn't foolish. A child understands where they're loved, understands where they're treated, and even if at that point in time the place may have not been at its best, the child's still begging to come by the father. So it speaks a lot on the relationship between the father and the child. Then also, instead of criticizing, and I'm glad to see the public response was more in support of the father. Sometimes men need help. We have to take into the consideration, whereas she was boasting, or I wouldn't say boasting, but broadcasting that she now has to go to the state for assistance because he's paying men, he missing his maintenance payments, but most likely. Men don't have the opportunity many a time. Many men have children in their care and they struggle to get maintenance from the mother. Some sometimes don't put the mother because they have the ideology that they don't want the mother to be imprisoned and she can't pay. And others aren't granted because they say the mother is in a position where she cannot pay a maintenance. Whereas in the vice versa, whether a man is working, is employed, unemployed, they will force a man to pay maintenance. That is how the system works. So in that scenario, definitely, it could be a cry for help where the gentleman himself needs help or needs some kind of assistance to help. I mean, also take care of the child when the child is with him. But the thing is, we don't look at things in that way. So, I mean, I hope that this video, I know it's circulated a number of times, and I hope the same magistrate that she said she's going to get, the magistrate to speak the child, the magistrate that is in charge of that matter, I hope that it's circulated enough to come to their eyes so that they would see the type of conduct, because this is abusive to the child. The child is posted in the video as well. You can see the child is hastily scurried around to get ready and get out of this place. There are subliminal messages being sent to the child, like daddy is a bad parent, daddy doesn't care, daddy isn't taking good care of you. And the thing is, sometimes people need help. Just as she's saying she needed help, he may need help financially as well. So, I mean, I must say to the father, whatever issue you may be having at this point in time, I mean, you could try to reach out to us, you could try to find us, we'll try to see how we will assist you. You could go to our Facebook page, you could send a message, you could reach out to one of our outreach officers at 354-6991, or you could WhatsApp us at 481-5762. I mean, and we will see what your scenario is and see what assistance could be rendered onto the father to help the situation. So, as I said, the video to me was very distasteful. The video to me is something that should have never been broadcasted in that light. I don't think there's any genuine concern for the well-being of the child that was promoted in that video, it seemed to be more a malicious intent to more embarrass and emasculate the father. And that is an entirely different ballgame. However, I would say there is one good from a video like this being highlighted. It shows the behavior and the attitude sometimes of some parents toward the other parent. And if anything that was showcased in that video, I think it is that. And that is particularly why the commenters of this video were so horrified by the actions of the mother.